This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another New York Fashion Week has wrapped up. The traveling caravan of designers, supermodels, celebrities, and influencers is now on to London for the next round. And once again, the question bubbles up. Is it really worth it? The expensive runway shows and parties, two times a year? Some designers are pulling out, and these days events seem less about the clothes and more about who's wearing them. Rebecca Jennings wrote about this for Vox. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So explain how the business side of Fashion Week works for us.
So the whole concept of Fashion Week is sort of an outdated concept, right? It's sort of evolved from these weeks out of the year where editors from magazines would, you know, go all over the city to see the latest collections that designers presented. And in the 90s, it was sort of organized into New York Fashion Week. And that's sort of what we know today. It was like, okay, we're going to make this all happen in one place. It's going to be this huge event. And it was really successful at doing its job and creating excitement about the fashion industry. But over the past decade or so, it's sort of losing the relevance that I think it once had.
But why do people say that Fashion Week is dying, or some people even say Fashion Week is dead?
So I think that's because Fashion Week just has lost a bit of its relevance in terms of how we buy clothing. The way we buy clothing now has a lot more to do with, like, okay, a collection comes out, we see it on Instagram, we see it, whatever, we want to buy it. And by the time, if you're waiting 6 months by the time you see a piece and the time you can buy it, that aesthetic is probably already played out. That trend is probably over.
If Fashion Week is less relevant to today's shoppers, where are people going for fashion?
I think fashion is happening a lot less from these traditional institutions. We look less to, you know, huge luxury designers, and we look less to magazines than we used to, because those industries are being democratized by social media. And so I think fashion is happening much more on the street level. It's happening in the culture that we choose to consume. And often that's music, in TV shows and movies, stuff like that.
Despite all those things that you just said, luxury fashion sales, the kind that you see highlighted during Fashion Week, those are really strong right now.
Yeah, but I don't think that Fashion Week really plays into whether or not people are buying those things. And I think regardless of whether we get a runway show, we'll still see those strong sales.
Now, I can't mention luxury fashion here without talking about some of these designers like Gucci and Prada, who have come under fire recently for the use of racist, blackface-like imagery, cultural appropriation. I mean, this seems like yet another piece of evidence that this industry might be out of touch.
Absolutely. That's just one example of the ways in which, like, these old power structures where, you know, we have this sort of like top-down approach to fashion where, like, this one creative genius is telling us all what to wear. Those are really outdated. And that's where you get these horrible racist items that, like, clearly got zero input from a person of color or someone who has any, like, awareness of how these things work.
So, you know, you ask in your piece, is Fashion Week worth saving? What do you think?
I think it is. And I think it would be cool for Fashion Week to be relevant again. I obviously care about fashion, and I like the idea of it sort of having an industry event the way that, you know, tech has CES and, you know, music has all whatever, a million things. I think there is a cool way that there could be a Fashion Week that doesn't look really much like it does now. I think it would have to involve a lot less fashion marketing and involve a lot more like, hey, what's the state of fashion right now? Like making it more of a conference or an expo, you know, something like that.
Rebecca Jennings covers pop and internet culture for Vox. Thank you.
Thanks so much.